يا رب. السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا في آخر الحصة الماضية ذكرنا كلاما للإمام الغزالي في التوحيد. In at the end of the last session, if you remember, we mentioned a few statements of al-Imam al-Ghazali pertaining Tawheedullah Ta'ala. نكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا. So let us continue from there. هذا الكلام الذي قاله الغزالي وقاله غيره من علماء أهل السنة ليس هو الكلام الذي عابه الأئمة. What الإمام الغزالي mentioned and the same meaning was mentioned by different other Muslim scholars is not al-kalam that some of the previous imam dispraised. بعض الأئمة من السلف ورد في بعض العبارات المروية عنهم ذم الكلام. Some previous imam among the Salaf, they said statements or statements were narrated from them that include terms in despising al-kalam. ما عنوه بذلك ليس كلام أهل السنة في نصرة العقيدة الإسلامية. They did not mean by any way to dispraise what Al-Ghazali and others said, what was said by the Muslim scholars similar to the statement, aforementioned statement of Al-Ghazali. That is, they did not dispraise producing the proofs in supporting the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah. فَإِنَّ هَذَا أَمَرُ فَعَلُوهُ هُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. This is something that they themselves did. وَهَذَا أَمَرُ هُمْ تَعَلَّمُوهُ أَنفُسُهُمْ. This is something that they themselves learned. وَهُوَ أَمَرْ عَلَّمُوهُ. And it is something that they themselves taught. إِنَّمَا الْكَلَامُ الَّذِي ذَمُّوهُ هُوَ كَلَامُ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ الَّذِي يُحَاوِلُونَ بِهِ نُصْرَةَ بِدَعِهِمْ. Rather, what they dispraised was the statements of the people of misguidance. These things that they present as proofs to support their ill statements. This is what the scholars, this is what these imams dispraised. من ذلك ما روي عن الشافعي رضي الله عنه أنه قال لأن يلقى العبد الله بكل ذنب خير من أن يلقاه بالكلام. Among these statements is a statement narrated from الشافعي رضي الله عنه لأن يلقى العبد الله بكل ذنب خير من أن يلقاه بالكلام, which means if one dies without repenting from any sin other than blasphemy, that is, it is better for him than to die after being involved in al-kalam. بعض الناس ظنوا أن الشافعية أراد بهذا كلام أهل السنة. Some people thought that what Imam al-Shafi'i meant by this is what أهل السنة said in supporting their creed. أهل البدع يقولون الشافعي ذم علم الكلام, أنتم الذي تقولونه, هذا الذي تقولونه في نصرة عقيدتكم هو علم الكلام وقد ذمه الشافعي. The people of misguidance say what you say, أهل السنة, is الكلام, the knowledge of كلام, which الشافعي despised. So don't say it. يقال لهم الشافعي ما ذم هذا الكلام. They would be told this is not what الشافعي despised. Here let me draw your attention to something. الكلام is a term that can mean in Arabic the speech. Technically it is used sometimes to refer it is used sometimes as a name of the knowledge of the creed of Ahl Sunnah with its supporting proofs. Sometimes it is mentioned to refer to what the people of misguidance say, so it can bear different meanings. In the language it has its meaning or its meanings, and technically it can bear more than one meaning. So what they try to do, usually, a person, the one who forges money does not like the expert who can differentiate between the forged money and the genuine one. And likewise, those people of misguidance, they do not like the people who are strong in the proofs of Ahl Sunnah. So they try, and they know themselves, they cannot stand against them. They don't have proofs against them. So what they try to do, that they try to pervert the sayings of the Imam to leave the people away from this knowledge. To drive the people away from learning these proofs, so they can do whatever they want. So this is why they say, oh, you are saying this, this and this, you are supporting the creed of Ahl Sunnah with these proofs. Well, this is not a good thing. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said that it is bad. يقال لهم ليس هذا الكلام الذي ذمه الشافعي. One would reply, this is not what الشافعي despised. الشافعي كان يحسن هذا الكلام, تعلمه. الإمام الشافعي himself learned this knowledge. مرة دقق على إنسان فقال له هذا لأهل الكلام, هذا التدقيق ليس لأهل الحلال والحرام الذين يدرسون الفقه. فقال له الشافعي أتقن ذاك قبل هذا, أتقن علم الكلام قبل الفروع. معناه, one time الشافعي was very, I don't want to say picky. He was very precise, if you want. He was very precise with someone. He was talking with someone and he was very precise with him. That person told him, this way is the way of the people who deal with al-kalam, the knowledge of al-kalam, not with the people who deal with the knowledge of al-fiqh. Al-Shafi'i replied, أَتْقَنَّ ذَاكَ قَبْلَ هَذَا. I mastered that knowledge, the knowledge of al-kalam, before mastering al-fiqh. الشافعي تعلمه وكان يتقنه كان يفعله يتكلم به and he used to use it وكان يجادل أهل البدع به and he used to debate the people of misguidance using this type of knowledge كما هو مروي عنه من البيهقي وغيره as it is narrated from him by البيهقي and others وقبله الإمام أبو حنيفة أتقن هذا العلم and before الشافعي الإمام أبو حنيفة mastered this knowledge وألف فيه and he authored books pertaining to this knowledge وكان يرحل لإقامة الحجة على أهل البدع and he used to travel to debate the people of misguidance using this knowledge and to defeat them ومثلهما غيرهما من الأئمة likewise other imams هكذا فعل الإمام مالك هكذا فعل الإمام أحمد this is what الإمام مالك did this is what الإمام أحمد did فلا وجه لذم هذا الكلام there is no way to dispraise there is no support to dispraise to dispraise this knowledge الشافعي إنما الذي ذمه الشافعي كلام أهل الأهواء what الشافعي dispraised is what the people of misguidance used to mention claiming that it is a proof while it is not. What they mention to support their ill beliefs. وَهَذَا الَّذِي رُوِيَ عَنْهُ رَوَيْنَاهُ عَنْهُ رُوِيَ عَنْهُ بِأَلْفَاظٍ أُخْرَى And this statement narrated from him that they use was narrated from him with other terminology, much more clear. وبأسانيد أقوى من إسناد هذه الرواية and with chains of narrators stronger than the chain of narrators of this narration. روى عنه البيهقي وابن عساكر وغيرهما أنه سمع مرة أناسا كانوا يتكلمون كلاما في القدر على غير الصواب البيهقي ابن عساكر and others narrated that one day الإمام الشافعي heard some people talking about the issue of al-qadr in a wrong way. فقال لأن يلقى العبد الله بكل ذنب خير له من أن يلقاه بشيء من هذه الأهواء. So he said, if the person dies while committing any sin other than blasphemy, then it is better for him This situation is better than him than the situation of dying after being involved in these misguided issues, in these misguided beliefs. فتبين أن المقصود بالكلام في الرواية الأخرى هو كلام أهل الأهواء. This makes it clear, this narration makes it clear that what is meant by al-kalam in the other narration is what the people of misguidance say. وَإِلَّا فَكَيْفَ يُنْكَرْ عَلَى مَنْ يَنْصُرُ عَقِيدَةَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ الْعَقْلِيَّةِ وَالنَّقْلِيَّةِ أَيْنَ وَجْهُ الْإِنْكَرْ. Otherwise, why would someone, why would anyone dispraise those who support the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah with the mental proofs and the textual proofs? What's wrong about that to be dispraised? Nothing is wrong about it to be dispraised. لا سيما والقرآن نفسه فيه ذكر الأدلة العقلية والأدلة النقلية. يعني how can one say that while Al-Quran itself contains the mental proofs and the textual proofs? How would it then be dispraised? ولا يظن بالسلف رضي الله عنهم أنهم أهملوا علم الأصول. And we do not think at all that the Imams of As-Salaf were negligent about the knowledge of the fundamentals of the creed. الواحد منهم كان أحيانا يذكر لنفسه ولمخالفه في النجاسة مسألة في النجاسة يمكن 20 دليلا ويعدد الكلام والأقوال فيها وماذا يستدل عليها وبماذا يستدل مخالفه وماذا قيل في الشعر مما يدل على هذا وكل هذا في مسألة في النجاسة ثم يهملون الكلام في معرفة الخالق الذي هو أمر بالأوامر ونهى عن المناهي. لا يظن بهم هذا, لا يظن بهم هذا إلا سيء ظن قليل فهم. Put aside all what we mentioned about what Al-Shafi'i authored, what Abu Hanifa authored, what Al-Shafi'i did, what he taught, what Abu Hanifa did and taught, what Malik did and taught, what Ahmad did and taught, and others among As-Salaf. Put it aside. Would anyone accept that the Imams of As-Salaf, the one of them would be talking about one case pertaining to An-Najasa, for example? He would bring up like maybe sometimes 20 arguments to support what he says and what other people would say against his saying. And he would mention sometimes poetry, what the Arabs said as poetry pertaining to this issue and what is mentioned in Al-Quran and in the Hadith, etc. He might bring up 20 or more arguments in this issue, and when it comes to the Creator, the one who ordered us to do the obligations that they are talking about and to refrain from the sins, then they wouldn't know what is the proper belief and they wouldn't talk about it. And they wouldn't support it with the proofs, the mental and the textual proof. Would it be accepted for us to think like this about them? No. No one would think about them in this way except someone who doesn't know what the status, what was the status and level, or someone who thinks ill, bad about other Muslims and about the Imams of al-Salaf. Or what's the other possibility, the third possibility? A forger. Or someone who hates for people to learn this knowledge, and he is trying to keep them away from it because he knows that with this knowledge they can discover his forgery, his false creeds and sayings. إذن الذين عاب كلامهم الشافعي وغيره من الأئمة هم أهل البدع. So those whom الشافعي dispraised are the people of misguidance. He dispraised their sayings in supporting their creeds. مثل المشبهة, like those who liken Allah to the creation. مثل الخوارج, like al-Khawarij. مثل القدرية, like those who deny al-Qadr. مثل المعتزلة, like al-Mu'tazila. وباقي الفرق التي شذت عن أهل السنة, and the rest of the groups that deviated from the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة. التي هي 72 فرقة. Their number is 72 groups. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال افترقت اليهود إلى 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى إلى 72 فرقة وستفترق أمتي إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. We said 72 groups because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the Jews were split into 71 different groups, the Christians into 72 different groups. He said, my nation will be split into 73 different groups. All these groups are in hellfire except for one. Then he was asked, which one is this? He replied, ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. It means those who follow my creed and the creed of my companions. وفي رواية أخرى الجماعة. In another narration, when he was asked, who is this group? He said, Al-Jama'a, it means the majority of the nation. وفي رواية السواد الأعظم. And in a third group, السواد الأعظم, it means the majority also of this nation. وإذا نظرنا في هذه الأمة وجدنا غالبها من حيث الاعتقاد هم المنتسبون إلى أهل السنة والجماعة. If we check the situation of the nation of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, one would see clearly that during the history, not just now, during the history, the majority of those who say about themselves that they are Muslims are among أهل السنة والجماعة. كلهم في العقيدة في أصول العقيدة على أصل واحد. All of them agree on the basic issues of the creed, العقيدة. وفي أيامنا يقال لهم الأشاعرة, أيامنا وقبل أيامنا, يقال لهم الأشاعرة والماتريدية. And these are those who are called by الأشاعرة, the أشعريز, and the Maturidis. لأن الأشاعرة والماتريدية في أصول الاعتقاد واحد. Because in the fundamentals of the beliefs, the Ash'aris and the Maturidis, they have the same belief. وكلهم على ما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. And this belief is the belief of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and his companions. وهم أغلب الأمة. And they are the majority of the nation. فهم المقصودون بحديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. So they are the ones meant by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. من خالفهم المخالفون 72 فرقة. إذا كانت فرقة ناجية كم يبقى؟ 72. If one group is the safe one, أهل السنة والجماعة, and the sum is 73, how many groups are left? 72. So this is why we say that the people of misguidance are of 72 different groups. وهذا الحديث الذي ذكرناه رواه كثير. This hadith about the nation that it would be split into 73 groups is narrated by many narrators. Abu Dawood رواه, Ibn Majah رواه, Ibn Hibban رواه في صحيحه وغيرهم. It was narrated by Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban and others. وروي عن عدة من الصحابة, and it was narrated from several companions from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم إن علم الكلام الذي يشتغل به أهل السنة من الأشاعرة والماتريدية عمل به قبل الأشعري والماتريدي رضي الله عنهما. On top of that, this knowledge of al-kalam that أهل السنة teach, learn and teach is taught before al-Ash'ari and before al-Maturidi. May Allah raise their ranks. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام علمه للصحابة والصحابة علموه للتابعين والتابعون لأتباع التابعين. أصول هذا العلم من رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام مأخوذة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught the basic issues of this knowledge to the companions. The companions taught it to their followers. The followers taught it to their followers and so on. وألف وتكلم فيه كما قلنا الأئمة الأربعة وغيرهم. The four imams taught this knowledge and other imams also. وألف فيه الإمام أبو حنيفة كما ذكرنا 5 رسائل. And as we mentioned, الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه authored 5 booklets pertaining this knowledge. وسماه الفقه الأكبر. And الإمام أبو حنيفة called this knowledge the greatest fiqh. إذانا وإعلاما بأنه أعلى وأهم من علم الفروع. He did that to teach the people and let them know that this knowledge has a higher rank than the knowledge of the branches of al-fiqh. It is more important to know the knowledge of al-tawheed than to learn what are the integrals of wudu, what are the integrals of the prayers, what invalidates al-wudu, what invalidates the prayers, etc. Both are important. But the knowledge of the creed has a higher rank. It is more important than the other knowledge. وصنف فيه الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه كتاب القياس وغيره. الإمام الشافعي authored a book called Al-Qiyas in this type of knowledge and other books also. وتتابع أتباع هؤلاء الأئمة على تعليم هذا العلم وتعلمه. The students and the students of the students of these imams and so on, they were learning and teaching this knowledge. استمر الأمر إلى القرن الثالث الهجري. This issue kept going until the third Hijri century. في القرن الهجري الثالث بعض أهل البدع قويت شوكتهم. In the third Hijri century, some misguided people, they got stronger. ناصرهم بعض الحكام في قسم من بدعهم. Some of the rulers supported them. فصار لهم تسلط وقوة. They became powerful and in the positions of control. In the positions of control. فقام إمامان عظيمان جليلان ببيان عقيدة أهل السنة. وماذا قال الصحابة والتابعون وأتباع التابعين فيها؟ وذكروا الأدلة النقلية والعقلية التي تؤيدها. صرفا جهدهما إلى هذا. Then two imams appeared and they put their effort most of their times. They directed their attention to this field and they taught and authored in clarifying the creed of Ahl Sunnah. What did the companions say? What did the Prophet say? What did the companions say? What did the followers say? They produced the textual proofs and the intellectual proofs in supporting the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in clarifying it, explaining it, and defending it, and supporting it with the proofs. واحد من هذين الإمامين كان من بلادي ما وراء النهر. One of these two imams was from the area called ما وراء النهر, what is behind the river. You know where is that? You don't? Yeah, you know, some of you know. يعني بلاد بخارى وسمرقند وغيرها. Where is nowadays بخارى سمرقند in the ex-Soviet unions and other, in this area. وكان حنفي المذهب. He was following the Hanafi school. يقال له أبو منصور الماتوريدي. His name is, or he was famous by أبو منصور الماتوريدي. والآخر كان في بغداد. The other one was in Baghdad. كان شافعي المذهب. He followed the Shafi'i school. يقال له أبو الحسن الأشعري. He was famous by أبو الحسن الأشعري. هذان الإمامان وقفا بوجه أهل البدع. These two imams stood up facing the people of misguidance. وناظرا أهل البدع مرة بعد مرة. They debated with the people of misguidance one time after another. ونشرا أمور العقيدة. They spread the issues of the belief. وردا على المصنفات التي صنفها أهل البدع. They authored books refuting the books authored by the people of misguidance. وعلما أناسا علما طلابا علماء كبار علما علماء كبار أصول العقيدة وأدلتها. They taught great scholars the fundamentals of the creed and its proofs. ونشرا ثم طلابهما في الأفاق ثم انتشر طلابهما في الأفاق. Then the students spread in the different direction. حتى يدافعوا عن عقيدة أهل السنة. To defend the creed of أهل السنة. فحفظ الله بهما وبأتباعهما هذه العقيدة. Allah Ta'ala protected this creed by these two imams and their students. حتى لشدة أثرهما صار إذا قيل سني يعني إما أشعري أو ما تريدي. To a point they had a big influence, to the point that if you would say about anyone that he is Sunni, then you are saying that he is either Ash'ari or Maturidi. لأن كل من جاء بعدهما من علماء أهل السنة يرجع علمهما في العقيدة علم علومهم في العقيدة إلى هذين الإمامين. Because all the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah who came later after them, their knowledge in the issues of the creed go back to these two imams. Either to this one or to the other one or to both of them. لذلك صار لا يقال سني إلا أشعري أو ما تريدي. This is why when you say about someone he's Sunni, then you are saying either he is أشعري or ما تريدي. وإذا قيل عن واحد أشعري فكأنه قيل ما تريدي وإذا قيل ما تريدي فكأنه قيل أشعري. And if you say about someone he's أشعري as if you are saying ما تريدي. If you say ما تريدي as if you are saying أشعري. يعني هو سني, which means he is Sunni. He is following the creed of أهل السنة. لأن الاختلاف الذي بين هذين الإمامين في مسائل العقيدة ليس راجعا إلى الأصول. Because there is no difference between these two imams in the issues of the creed in what pertains the fundamentals of the creed. إنما الخلاف بينهما في فروع لا يضر الاختلاف فيها. Rather, the difference in opinions between them pertains to certain branches in al-aqidah where the difference in opinions does not harm. كما كان بين الصحابة بعض خلاف في بعض فروع العقيدة. Just as the companions between them, they had few different different opinions in what pertains the issues of العقيدة. But differences that do not go back to the fundamentals of the creed. رضي الله عنهما. نعم في بعض الفروع. نعم في بعض الفروع ليس في الأصول فيما يتفرع عن هذه الأصول. Not in the fundamentals, in some branches of these fundamentals. In the fundamentals of the belief, there is no difference between them. أليس سيدة عائشة كانت تقول النبي ما رأى ربه وبعض الصحابة الآخرون قالوا النبي رأى ربه صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وسلم. مثل هذا الاختلاف لا يضر. Didn't عائشة, may Allah raise her rank, say that the Prophet did not see Allah تبارك وتعالى. Some other companions said that the Prophet saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with his heart. Isn't it the case? So this doesn't harm. This difference does not harm. It's not a harmful difference. القرن الثالث الهجري كلاهما عاشا في القرن الثالث وتوفيا في أول الرابع. They both lived in the third Hijri century and they died at the beginning of the fourth Hijri century. من السر كيف لا؟ كيف لا؟ الواحد منا ينبغي أن يقي نفسه وأهله من النار. The one among us has to protect himself or herself from hellfire. And also one needs to protect his family if he can from hellfire. Allah أمرنا بذلك. Allah ordered us with that. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. الله تبارك وتعالى said in سورة التحريم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة, which means, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from hellfire. A fire that is fueled with people and stones. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه بيّن أن الوقاية من هذه النار تكون بتعلم العلم. علموا أنفسكم وأهليكم الخير. تعلموا علم الدين وعلموا أهلكم علم الدين. الإمام علي made it clear that to protect oneself and one's family from hellfire, one needs to learn the knowledge of the religion and make his family learn the knowledge of the religion. This is the way to do that. يعني تعلم ما فرض الله لفعله وماذا حرم الله لاجتنابه. That is for one to learn what did Allah make obligation upon him to do it? And what did Allah Ta'ala make prohibited for him so one avoids it, avoids doing it? وذلك كي لا يقع في التشبيه والتمثيل والكفر والضلال. And that so one would not fall into likening Allah Ta'ala to the creation, or in other types of misguidance, like belying Allah, belying the Prophet, belying the religion of Islam. How can one protect oneself from that? By learning the knowledge of the religion. Without that, he cannot protect oneself from that. He cannot, he or she. Cannot. وذلك لأن من يشبه الله تبارك وتعالى بشيء ما لم تصح عبادته لله. This is so because the one who likens Allah to anything, then he is not worshipping Allah تبارك وتعالى. بل يعبد شيئا تخيله في مخيلته وأوهامه. Really, he's worshipping something that he imagined. فيكون شبيها بالمخلوقات. So it would be similar to the creation. لأن الإنسان لا يتخيل شيئا إلا وهو شبيه بما يراه ويعرفه, بما يراه ويحسه من بعض الجهات. Because one does not imagine anything except similar, يعني one everything that one imagines would be similar to what one is used to see, hear, touch, smell. This is when one imagines something, it has to be similar to what one knows with his senses in this world. Isn't it the case? فَمَنْ يَعْبُدُ شَيْئًا تَخَيَّلَهُ بِخَيَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَعْبُدِ اللَّهِ. So the one who worships something that one imagines in with his mind wouldn't be worshipping Allah. يَنْبَغِي عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَعْتَمِدَ عَلَى دَلِيلِ الْعَقِلِ وَأَلَّا يَنْسَاقَ خَلْفَ الْوَهْمِ. Rather, one needs to rely on the proof of the mind and not to be taken away from the true path by illusions. الْوَهْمِ لَيْسَ عُمْدَ. Illusions are not... One shouldn't rely on them. إِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَى غِيَابِ إِلَى الْأُفُقِ إِلَى الْبَحْرِ. إِلَى الْأُفُقِ عِنْدَ الْبَحْرِ. وَهْمُكَ يَقُولُ لَكَ هناك آخر ما تراه هناك ينتهي الماء. If you look far to the horizon next to the ocean, your illusion tells you that the farthest point you see is there where the water ends. أما عقلك لا يقول بذلك. Your mind does not accept that. وَهْمُكَ يَقُولُ لَكَ عِنْدْ فِي الْأُفُقِ السَّمَاءُ مُلْتَصِقَ بِالْمَاءِ. Your illusion tells you, at the end of the horizon where you are looking, the sky touches the water. لَكِنْ حُكْمُ الْعَقْلِ بِمَا تَعْرِفْ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ يَدُلُّكَ عَلَى خِلَافِ ذَلِكَ. But the mental proofs tell you other than that. فَمَاذَا تَتْبَعَ. So what do you follow? حُكْمَ الْعَقْلِ. You follow the mental proofs. Of course. لِمَاذَا. Why? لِأَنَّ الْوَهْمْ لَيْسَ دَلِيلًا. Because illusions are not proofs. فَمَاذَا يَكُونْ حَالَ الَّذِي يَتْبَعُ الْوَهْمْ فِي الْعَقَائِدِ. So what would be the situation of someone who follows the illusions in the matters of the creed? يكون خاسرا بلا شك. He would be a loser, with no doubt in that. العقل يحكم بأن الله تبارك وتعالى ليس جسما ولا له كمية. The mental proof says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not a body and is not a quantity, does not have a shape or a volume. فَهَذَا الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَتَمَسَّكَ بِهِ الْإِنسَانِ. This is what one should adhere to. بِغَضِّ النَّظَرِ عَمَّا يَجُولُ بِوَهْمِهِ. Regardless of what the illusion tells the person. Allah. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? ومن تبع الوهم فعبد شيئا تخيله بخياله لم تصح عبادته. The one who follows the illusion and he worships something that he imagines, his worship is invalid. He wouldn't be worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لذلك قال الغزالي لا تصح العبادة إلا بعد معرفة المعبود. This is why Al-Imam Al-Ghazali said, worship is not valid except after knowing who you are worship. Which means if you do not have the proper knowledge about the one that you worship, about Allah, then your worship would not be valid. Because you would be worshipping other than Allah. May Allah protect us from that. واضح؟ Is it clear? طيب ننتقل إلى فقرة أخرى. Let's move to أن تفضل محمود. شو ما قالوا؟ طل بعضه. إذا رضي عني كرام القوم أنا إيش يهمني بعد ذلك لئامهم لا يهمني. إذا كان أهل الله راضين عن الأشعري والماتريدي بعد هذا الوهابي إذا رضي أو لم يرضى إيش يكون؟ لا شيء. شيخي حسن، لا 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 لم يلتقيا. They did not meet. Al-Ash'ari and Al-Maturidi did not meet. They were very busy in what they were doing. They did not have time to meet each other. Each one of them was very busy in what he was doing. Subhanallah. طيب بما أننا قلنا إن الله تعالى هو الأزلي وحده ولا أزلي سواه، وأن العالم مخلوق لوجوده بداية، فلنذكر شيئا، لذلك ذكر المصنف رحمة الله عليه شيئا عما جاء في بداية الخلق. Because أهل السنة say that Allah تبارك وتعالى exists eternally without a beginning, and that everything other than Allah has a beginning. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, he wrote a chapter about what is narrated about the beginning of the creation, the first creation. مرة جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أناس من اليمن. One time people from Yemen traveled to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لما وصلوا إليه قالوا جئناك لنتفقه في الدين. They said, we traveled to come to you so we learn our religion. شهر كان السفر من اليمن إلى المدينة شهرا. At that time they needed 1 month of travel to get from اليمن to المدينة. قالوا جئناك لنتفقه في الدين. They said, we came to seek the knowledge. فأخبرنا عن بدء هذا الأمر ما كان. So tell us what was the first creation. هذا أول سؤال سألوه. This was the first question they asked. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قبل أن يجيبهم كلمهم بما هو أولى، بما هو متعلق بأصل العقيدة. Before the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answering them, he told them about another issue. An issue related to the essentials of the belief. قال لهم كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره. الله تعالى هو وحده الأزلي، وفي الأزل لم يكن إلا الله. ما كان شيء آخر لا أزلي إلا هو. So he started by telling them that Allah تبارك وتعالى is the only one who is eternal without a beginning. He told them no one in eternity existed with Allah. Allah is the only one who is eternal. بعد أن علمهم هذا الشيء المتعلق بأصل العقيدة انتقل ليجيبهم عما سألوا. After teaching them this issue pertaining the fundamental of the creed, then he moved صلى الله عليه وسلم to answer their question. فقال وكان عرشه على الماء. كان عرشه يعني حدث عرشه, حصل عرشه, خلق. وكان عرشه على الماء. Then he said العرش, the عرش of Allah was created on water. هذا يشير إلى أن الماء كان أولا ثم تلاه العرش. As you notice, this implies that العرش was sorry, يشير إلى أن الماء كان أولا, هيك قلت. That implies that the water existed first, then العرش after the water. الماء لأنه تحت العرش يوجد ماء ما زال موجودا إلى الآن. Because underneath العرش there is a big body of water which still exists up till nowadays. ومن هناك ينزل ماء المطر. And from there we get the rain, the water that comes down on earth as rain comes from there. ينزل من تحت العرش إلى السماوات ثم إلى السحاب ثم بعد ذلك من السحاب إلى الأرض. It goes down from that water to the skies, then to the clouds, and then from the clouds to the earth. هذا البخار الذي يتبخر من الماء والذي يقولون يتحول ماء مطرا, هذا لا يكفي. المطر الذي ينزل. What do they say nowadays? The evaporation, this turns into, it condenses and it becomes water, mahek, rain. The quantity of this evaporation is not enough for the rain that falls on earth. We know from where it comes anyway. So وفي غير هذه المرة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام صرح بأن الماء خلق أولا. So in this hadith the Prophet did not say it explicitly that the water was created first. It implies that. But in other hadith, other times, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned it explicitly. He said explicitly that the first thing that was created is that water that exists under العرش. كما هو مذكور في صحيح ابن حبان وغيره. As it is narrated by Ibn Hibban and others. ثم تابع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال وكتب في الذكر كل شيء. Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام continued to say وكتب في الذكر كل شيء, which means after that Allah تبارك وتعالى made the pen write everything that happens in the guarded tablet. بعد العرش الله خلق القلم الأعلى ثم اللوح المحفوظ. After العرش الله created the pen, the highest pen and the guarded tablet. وبقدرته أجرى القلم على اللوح فكتب كل ما يحصل إلى يوم القيامة. Allah with his power made the pen write on the guarded tablet everything that occurs until the day of judgment. مرة الإمام علي رضي الله عنه وضع إصبعيه هكذا على يدي, عمل حركة, رقم بإصبعيه رقمتين على يده, عمل أثرا بإصبعيه على يده, ثم قال هاتان الرقمتان في اللوح المحفوظ. حتى هذا في اللوح المحفوظ. Once الإمام علي made a mark on his hand with his two fingers. Then he said, even these two marks are written in the guarded tablet. So everything, every breath, every statement, everything, every flower, every leaf that falls, everything, is written there. Well, بِكُلِّ اللُّغَات, and in all the languages. All the languages are written in the guarded tablet. Even the 70 languages of Ethiopia, for example. And what? The 40 languages of Dagestan and the how many languages in Eritrea? Nine? And the nine languages in Eritrea. And all of them. لا. مكتوب في اللوح المحفوظ إلى يوم القيامة. What is written in the guarded tablet is up to the day of judgment. كما هو مذكور في حديث الترمذي وغيره. As it is mentioned explicitly in the hadith narrated by الترمذي and others. ثم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ثم خلق السماوات والأرض. بعد مدة, بعد 50,000 سنة, خلق الله السماوات والأرض. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام continued to say, then after that, which means after 50,000 years, as it is mentioned in other hadith, after 50,000 years, Allah created the earth and the heavens. خلقهما وما بينهما في ستة أيام. Allah created the earth and the heavens in 6 days. الأحد والإثنان والثلاثاء والأربعاء والخميس والجمعة. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Friday without Saturday. إذن أول الأسبوع أي يوم؟ الأحد. So the beginning of the week is Sunday. Really. طيب. وفي آخر اليوم السادس خلق سيدنا آدم. At the end of the sixth day, Allah تبارك وتعالى created our master Adam. عاش في الجنة 130 عاما. He stayed in paradise for 130 years. ثم أنزل إلى الأرض. Then he was brought down to earth. فعاش في الأرض ما أكمل به 1,000 عام. He lived on earth 870 years. So the sum would be 1,000 years. عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم توفي. Then he died. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري. This hadith is narrated by al-Bukhari. ويفهم منه ويعلم أن عقيدة المسلمين وشعار الموحدين أن الله وحده هو الأزل هو الأزلي. From it, it is known that the creed of the Muslims, what all of them agreed upon, is that Allah alone is the one without a beginning. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ لِوُجُودِهِ بِدَايَةٍ. And everything other than Allah has a beginning for its existence. وهذه كلمة لم يخالف فيها مسلم. This is something that all the Muslims agreed upon. قالوا, they said, من خالف في هذا فهو كافر. They said, anyone who disagrees with this issue is a blasphemer. قالوا كافر بالإجماع. They said, anyone who disagrees with this would be a blasphemer by consensus. كما صرح بذلك ابن دقيق العيد القاضي عياض تقي الدين السبكي وغيرهم. As it is mentioned by القاضي عياض تقي الدين السبكي ابن دقيق العيد and other famous scholars. نعم صح. أنا على ما أذكر في الرابع والخامس خلقت مرافق الأرض. برجع بتأكد إن شاء الله. وفيك. وأيضا من جملة من نقل الإجماع على هذا ابن حزم. Among those who copied the consensus on this issue is a man called ابن حزم. ابن تيمية اعترض عليه. ابن تيمية as usual يعني he objected to what ابن حزم said. قال لا, كيف يقول يكفر بالإجماع الذي يقول هناك أزلي غير الله؟ لا يكفر. He said, how does ابن حزم say by consensus the one who says there is anything without a beginning other than Allah would blaspheme? No, the one who says that does not blaspheme. سر الأمر أنه كان يعتقد ذلك لذلك اعترض على ابن حزم. In reality, ابن تيمية had this conviction. كان يعتقد مثل الفلاسفة. He had the conviction of the philosophers. أن العالم ليس له بداية. He believed that the universe does not have a beginning. لذلك اعترض على ابن حزم. This is why he objected against Ibn Hazm. Because he had this false conviction. علماء الإسلام قالوا كل من قال نوع العالم أزلي أو أفراد العالم أزلية فهو كافر بالإجماع. The scholars of Islam said, everyone who says the kind of the universe or anything in the universe does not have a beginning for its existence is a blasphemer by consensus. أما نحن فنقول الله خالق كل شيء. أهل السنة يقولون الله خالق كل شيء. As for أهل السنة, they say Allah is the one who creates everything. هو الذي يخرجه من العدم إلى الوجود. He is the one who brings everything from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. إذن كل ما سواه لوجوده بداية. Then everything other than Allah has a beginning for its existence. أما الله تعالى فلم يكن معدوما ثم وجد ولا يحتاج لخالق يخلقه فهو أزلي لا ابتداء لوجوده. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He exists without a beginning, and He does not need anyone to bring, and thus He does not need anyone to bring Him from the state of non-existence to the state of existence, because He exists eternally without a beginning. His existence is not preceded by a state of non-existence like ours. هذه عقيدة أهل السنة. This is the creed of أهل السنة. نكتفي بهذا الآن. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إذا كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, تفضل صلاح الدين. ما فهمت ما تواخذني. من عدة مشايخ الإمام الماتوريدي سلسلته ترجع إلى الإمام أبي حنيفة، والإمام الأشعري سلسلته ترجع إلى الإمام الشافعي. موجود. سهل. ما كما قلنا، القرآن فيه الأدلة العقلية والنقلية، والنبي علم ما ذكره النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مروي موجود منقول. سهل هذا، ما فيه مشكلة. ها؟ No, I'm not saying that. ما شاء الله. مين عنده سؤال؟ تفضل حبيبي. ايه؟ لا، ذاك الماء تغيرت صفاته بعدما ينزل إلى السحاب، تتغير صفاته. بعض صفاته تتغير. The water that exists under Al-Arsh does not stay as it is when it gets to the clouds. Some of his attributes changes. تفضل يا حاجة. أم محمد. لا، ما هيك، إنما كل اللغات مكتوبة فيه. كل اللغات مكتوبة فيه، ليس أنه بكل لغة مكتوب كل ما يحصل، لا، لكن كل اللغات مكتوبة فيه، موجودة فيه. In the guarded tablet, it's not that everything that happens is written in every language. It's not like that. But all the languages are written there. مثلا الآن نحن نتكلم بالعربية والإنجليزية، فيكون مكتوب ما يحصل منا وما يقوله الواحد منا بالعربية مكتوب بالعربية، وما يقوله بالإنجليزية مكتوب بالإنجليزية، وهكذا كل ما يحصل. ما فهمت قصدك. القواعد، قواعدها ما عم بفهم. اي قل. ما سواهن إلى السماء جنس هنا يعني كل إلى السماوات عندما قل لا لا ليس هذا نعم وبك في جهنم لا لا ليس شرطا لكن كل واحد من أهل البدع لابد أن يدخل النار. Everyone among the people of misguidance, those who deviated from the creed of Al-Sunnah will enter hellfire. Some بعضهم يخلد فيها بعضهم لا يخلد. Some remain in it, some does not. Do not. لم يلتقيا لكن عاشا في عصر واحد بالقرن الثالث وتوفيا في بداية الرابع who wrote this question to explain to me what go ahead brother So you are saying, they say, why do you prevent us from saying Allah has a hand, not like ours? Because the term hand in English is not mentioned in Al-Quran. What is mentioned in Al-Quran is the term yad. Now, the term yad, the Arabic term yad, has meanings that are not the same that the term hand has in English. So, if you want to say hand instead of yad, then what this term can bear is of meanings is not the same that this term can bear. So this is why you cannot use this term instead of the other term. You got it? Wafikum. And this is why we cannot translate Al-Quran. Because even if someone says, in this context, Al-Yad means the endowment, for example. Or the care, for example. But this is not something that everyone agrees on it. So, you cannot. It does not bear the same meanings. It might bear some of them, but not all of them. You cannot translate Al-Quran. You can interpret Al-Quran in other languages. Of course you can. Like you interpret it in Arabic, كما تفسر بالعربية تستطيع أن تفسر بغير العربية. أما الترجمة لا ما فيك لأنه الألفاظ التي بغير العربية لا تحمل نفس معاني الألفاظ التي بالعربية. كيف تفعل؟ مثلاً صار تفسيرا، هذا تفسير ليس ترجمة. لا 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 لا, لا نقول. ايش يحتمل؟ بس ليس نفس المعاني. القوة ليس بقية المعاني. لا وفيك. Why would we say Allah is attributed with hearing and we cannot say that He is attributed with a hand? We say a hearing not like ours, because saying that Allah has a hearing not like ours does not entail... You are talking about the same meaning when you say sam'a. But when you say hand, as I said, it does not bear the same meanings. شو وليد؟ Is it clear? Okay, alhamdulillah. نعم صلى الله عليه وسلم صحيح. إلياس نعم هكذا هكذا. في هناك كتاب مطبوع يعني عليه اسم الجمعية، لكن فيه خطأ في هذه المسألة يحتاج إلى إصلاح. طبع مرة فيه خطأ مذكور فيه خلاف أنه بعضهم يدخل بعضهم لا يدخل، وليس هكذا، هذا خطأ. هي دارية تفضلي. نعم كلام sometimes is used as the knowledge of the creed. When you say the knowledge of the creed, it includes that. It includes producing the textual proofs, the mental proofs, etc. This book that we are explaining, of course, it is in this knowledge. Yeah, of course. For sure. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله.